Over the last decade or so, the Australian Merino clip has been getting finer. It now has an average micron of about 19.5. The trouble is, there's too much of it to go around. High fashion just isn't as interested in wool. That's meant that where growers used to get a $6 to $7 premium for the finer wools, they're now getting an average premium of about $1. Now, National Australia Bank is forecasting a 5% improvement in the market this year as supplies drop in the next few months. NAB's Head of Agribusiness for South and Western Australia is Matt O'Day.
Strong demand and also the weather conditions in the eastern states, particularly, as we all know, Northern New South Wales, Queensland, extremely dry. Obviously, we're tipping not as many actual numbers at the market, and also, particularly in the near term, we believe that the momentum and the demand for wool exports will continue by supported by improving global economic environment, Lucy. You know, historically, we're still in a low interest rate period, and certainly a soft Australian dollar, which, you know, should all benefit wool exports. Yeah.
The indicator's certainly not as high as it has been in the past, though.
Yeah, that's right. I guess you're looking at the value of wool exports have been falling since their peak in 2011. However, you know, we look at the second half of 2013, the economies of countries like the US, Japan, the UK, and even Germany began to recover. We saw some signs of a turnaround in the overall value of the exports, which is extremely encouraging.
Craig Pearsall is a wool manager with Elders in Goulburn in New South Wales. He says he doesn't see fine wool prices improving in the near future.
Again, with the dry conditions that are prevailing around the states, that could put a downward pressure on the finer end of the market. And certainly processors overseas at the moment are showing that indication that they're not willing to push those prices any higher at this stage.
Fine wool growers are more positive. Alan McCormack has a merino stud at Garunda on the southern tablelands of New South Wales.
Yeah, if the wool market was to go up by 5%, I'd be happy. If they said 20%, I'd say it was probably too optimistic. The trouble is the wool market can go up and down by 5% in a day. There's so many different things that affect it. I think it's very hard to predict what's going to happen. But, I mean, these guys know what they're doing. I've got a feeling that the finer wools are going to pick up.
And why is that?
First of all, the lower dollar. Second of all, the Europeans slowly coming out of the financial crisis, which historically have a greater demand for the finer wools. And I think that processing is always improving. And I have heard that processing is improving rapidly in China, which is making it cheaper to process those finer wools and get the top-end garments.
Graham Wells at Jewellery, and run the One Oaks Merino Stud.
What do you think of that report from National Australia Bank?
Well, look, I think probably the important part is here that we've probably got down to the stage where there's not enough wool to supply the demand when you're going to get a lower dollar. And we would hope that the finer end, the market does increase like this indicates, because when it's low, it actually probably takes away from what they'll pay for the broader wools anyway. So probably, I reckon, overall, it would affect the whole lot in a positive manner.